ruined its for breakfast. For Adelaide Tools, offering solutions for all your power tool needs. With five big locations. Mile End, Paraka, St Mary's, Lonsdale and Gawler.
Ruined It's here on Triple M. Massive year coming up for the Adelaide Crows as well. Roos, starting off this Saturday against the Hawks.
Yeah, absolutely. Big home game. Probably sell out today, I think. It should be 50,000 plus if the weather holds out. And we've got Crows coach Don Pike on to tell us all about it. G'day, Pikey.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
A lot of hype around the Crows this pre-season. Does that make you nervous in some ways?
Oh, I think this time of year always gets you a little bit edgy. It's all the work's now done. We've had 5 months of solid pre-season training, and the guys have attacked that really well. And now we get the fun part, you know, playing games and finding out how good we can be.
Is it fair to say it's sort of chalk and cheese to this time last year in terms of the preparation over summer and the mental space of the players?
Yeah, look, you know, we've had a pretty heavy focus, as has been highlighted, on, you know, getting our guys back in good physical shape and mental shape, and the two tie together. And, you know, the pleasing part is we've been able to get a mountain of work into the players, and, you know, they've really embraced that and love the challenge of that, and have, as I said, looking forward to attacking the season.
Looking at selection for this weekend, every report I've seen or read is talking about Chase Jones, so will he definitely get a start this weekend?
Always a very strong chance. Well, the team's announced later today, but yeah, the young man's hit the ground running as he arrived at the footy club, and he's done everything right so far.
Any other surprises or any other anything you can lead us into, Pikey, or are you keeping your cards close to your chest?
No, it's not so much. I mean, obviously we played GWS in our last JLT game, and that's a pretty, you know, we went sort of with a full dress rehearsal, so a pretty strong indication as to, you know, what we sort of thought was our best 23-24 at that point. So, you know, guys played pretty well that night. Yeah, it's the one challenge we got at match committee, having sat down, you know, yesterday or Tuesday and had a look at the side, is, yeah, it's pretty tight for spots. So it's a great spot to be in. It's a difficult spot because obviously there's some tough decisions have to be made. But, you know, we've got a lot of guys who've played, you know, had fantastic off-season, pre-seasons, and have played some good footy who, you know, by rights have probably been unlucky to not get a spot. But that's healthy for us. It really means that, you know, guys performing well, putting pressure on for spots, and that's what you really want, that strong internal competition.
Now, a very important player over the last season or two has been Hugh Greenwood. Where's he at the moment? Can he come up for the weekend?
Yeah, no, he'll play Sample again this weekend. He's he sort of came back into full training probably only about 4 weeks ago, so he had a run 2 weeks ago against Norwood on the Friday night, and probably on managed game time. He needs at least one, if not two, sort of full games, we think, to get himself ready to really attack the season.
Yeah, Don, a couple of big changes this year with the centre bounce setups and the 6-6-6. Tell us, what do you think is going to be the biggest ramification, I guess, of that from a coach's perspective?
Yeah, I think that the challenge there is that a little bit more space without everyone else arriving probably buys midfielders, you know, that extra 2 or 3 seconds. So I think we're going to see sort of more sort of powerful play out of the centre bounce, which will impact the game. And probably we've already seen it a bit through JLT. If you get a quick run on and you win a couple of centre bounces in a row, I know I'm watching the Richmond Hawthorn game. Now, late in the game, Richmond got a couple of really clean clearances out the front. I think Cotchin kicked a goal. They got one in deep that led to another goal. So I think there's going to be that real flow of the game can be changed very quickly if you can get on top in the CB.
Pikey, I've been an advocate over the last couple of years of doing away with runners. Now, I know we're not doing away with them totally, but they're going to restrict their time on the ground. And a couple of your counterparts, a couple of the coaches, in particular Alistair Clarkson, isn't too happy about it, I don't think. How do you see it?
Well, it's probably a change that's been, you know, on the cards for probably 18 months. The AFL sort of flagged it a while back. And, yeah, I think probably some of the frustration from the coaches group is more that it's gone from unfettered use of the runner to quite restricted use. There's no middle ground. So, look, I guess, you know, we adapt. It's going to be the same for everyone. So, you know, the challenge is to make sure that, you know, obviously we're effective at how we use our runner after goals are kicked. And obviously they've got to be coming off the ground now, you know, once the goals kick. So we've probably got about a minute window there to get some changes. And probably also working with our players around the rotations, because a lot of clubs are using the runners to really aid the rotations and make sure the guys are coming off at the right time. So, yeah, we've spent a fair bit of time with the players, you know, canvassing their views. I mean, ultimately, we want to be playing the game, not looking across at a board to take cues and direction. So hopefully the board's more there for our guys to sort of see as an in-between communication mode, but they know when their rotations are due, and we'll respect the right that, you know, they've got to understand that if it's their time to get off, they're keeping one of their mates on the bench by not doing it. So We'll see how it evolves. It's going to be a change. It certainly certainly removes a little bit of the coaching component, because obviously game wise and strategy, you know, in game you want to, you like to be able to, or historically you're going to get your running out to change some things, and now it's probably going to be a bit more over to the players.
Give us three names just before you go of people you've taken money off on the golf course over the summer.
Well, a couple of my mates back in Perth, I've done that to them. I know who you're talking about. You're talking about Paul Sees, but I eventually got 20 off Paul the other day. So,
that's good. Is that when he did his finger, getting the money out of the wallet?
No. He was good. He didn't have his best day, Paul, but that's all right. His finger's now going to hold him back, so I did offer him a game during the week, but he said, unfortunately, his finger, he wouldn't be able to play.
Have you taken any money off your wife?
No, we tend not to play for money. Sort of.
Very
risky business.
You got to know where you stand, really. I think.
You're still caddying for her?
I don't know. The pennant season's coming up, so if she's in and she's playing, I'll get on the bag. And I understand you guys have got a bit of a bet going on at the moment. Is that right?
No, just trying to lose a little bit of weight, Don. Just trying to hold a bit of form there. We're going okay.
I don't like to talk about it, Pikey, but now that you've raised it, you know when we did the test at the start, I had more muscle mass than Rue and Whirl. Did his bottom lip drop when those results came out? Hell.
Wow. Well, as they say, some can, some can't, don't they?
That's right. Oh, exactly.
Easy, Pikey.
Exactly.
All right.
Good luck. Good luck this weekend. Good luck for the season.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
See you, Pikey.
Don Pike. Always very, very smart and very measured, I reckon, Don Pike.
Good luck. I'm really excited.
Ruined It's for breakfast for Adelaide Tools, offering solutions for all your power tool needs with 5 big locations: Mile End, Paraka, St Mary's, Lonsdale, and Gawler.